We're back here on Giants.com. The final day of the combine is Monday. We see the cornerbacks and safeties working out. And to talk about it, we're joined by Rick Serratella from NFLDraftBible.com. Rick, let's start the safety class. And people think it's a pretty shallow one. Landon Collins, though, is the one guy that most project to go in the first round, but I've seen him as high as the 20s. Some people think he could be a top 10 guy. How do you see Landon Collins?
I think he falls anywhere between the second half of the first round into the early part of the second round. Yeah. I think there are a few teams, though, that are in need of a free safety or a strong safety. He's a versatile guy, so I think, you know, some of the stronger playoff teams might want to take that risk, but I think 18 to 35 is realistic for him.
What are his coverage skills, or is he a guy that maybe exclusively is too strong a word, but you're going to see mostly play close to the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, he's a guy that comes up into the box a lot, stout against the run. Coverage skills are adequate, not the best, but again, you're talking about a guy who does a little bit of everything. I think that's his biggest value, his biggest asset to any team.
Once Collins is off the board, when's the next safety going to go? Are we looking at round three?
No, I think a couple guys will go into round two. Jaquiski Tartt is a guy to keep a lookout for from Samford University. I think he's going to come in here, make some noise at the combine. That's a guy I think that might come off the board. You also have a guy, Joshua Shaw. I think you know, a lot of people are devaluing him because of some of the off the field stuff that happened. Started off at the University of Florida, finished off at USC, and he's also a versatile guy. Played some corner, played some free safety. I think he's a solid second round pick.
Well, let's go to the cornerback position. You mentioned some off-the-field issues, and the guy who most people think is the most talented cornerback has a lot of off-the-field issues.
Yes, sir. Marcus Williams from Washington. I think, you know, a team like the Seahawks or Patriots, amazing how those two organizations can find guys with question marks, plug them in, and almost seamlessly, you know, I look at a guy like Aqib Talib with the Patriots. I think Marcus Peters from Washington is a guy that can slide in there for New England or Seattle at the end of the first round. But I wouldn't be surprised if he's the first corner off the board either.
How deep is the cornerback class, and how many other guys you think will go in round one? And then overall, how deep can you go into the draft and still find a corner that you think can come in and contribute right away?
You know, I think the NFL draft, if you do your homework, you can find starters in all seven rounds, in my opinion. So I think it's a matter of preparation. But in terms of the first round value, I believe that Jalen Collins is my guy. Big physical guy. I know he doesn't have a lot of starting experience, but I think physically and from a skill set standpoint, when the scouts see him out here, he's going to be the number one corner to come out of this draft, I believe. And if you don't believe me, go ask Amari Cooper from Alabama. He'll tell you all about it. He shut him down pretty well. Not too many people were able to do that. I think PJ Williams from Florida State is going to translate into a solid number two corner in this league. So I think you got three or four corners going in the first round.
Rick, excellent stuff. Enjoy the rest of the combine. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you got it. Appreciate you, John.
Rick Serratella, NFLDraftBible.com. We thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time on Giants.com, everybody. Appreciate you joining us all weekend in Indy.